This is Princess Scientist.
Yes, and welcome to Princess Scientist Podcast number 732.
Not really.
Seven?
Yeah.
Okay, podcast number seven. I'm Lab Assistant Daddy.
This is new, so don't laugh.
Don't laugh.
And I'm Princess Scientist.
Excellent. And we are here to talk about books?
Books.
Yes, the book club.
Book club.
All right. So we have a lot of catching up to do.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
And the Order of the Phoenix. I'm working on that.
Okay. What did you read before that?
The fourth book, The Goblet of Fire.
The Goblet of Fire.
Fire.
Fire. So tell us about Goblet of Fire. Should we do spoiler alert?
Oh, this is spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Beep, beep, beep.
This is a big spoiler,
beep, beep,
I think.
Beep, 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 beep.
So I don't remember what you talked about the last time.
Goblet of Fire.
I think Harry had some challenges, right?
Yep. He got into dragon fighting.
Dragon fighting? Wasn't there something with an egg?
Oh, the dragon fighting was with the egg. Oh, yeah. Undersea water, which he used a,
some sort of weed, right?
Gillyweed?
Gillyweed, yes.
He used gillyweed to breathe because Dobby gave it to him.
Uh-huh.
The house elf was working in Hogwarts.
And what was the third one?
The third one? Oh, yeah, that's an easy one, the maze. And he even met a boggart in the maze.
Wow.
You've seen number three, you'll know what a boggart is.
That's true.
Boggart, ridiculous, he said.
Ridiculous, yes.
Ridiculous, that's the spell to... Boggarts can turn into Dementors.
Because they turn into things that scare you, right?
Yeah. And all you have to do is shout ridiculous, and they turn back into Boggarts and run away.
Yay.
Yeah.
If only life were that simple.
They practiced that in book three when Lupin was around, and now in book five, The Order of the Phoenix, Lupin is here again.
Oh, okay.
Lupin is a werewolf, actually.
He is a werewolf. We found out about that in book three.
Uh-huh. And Sirius.
Sirius Black? The evil Sirius Black?
No,
the criminal
he's nice.
Sirius Black?
He's nice. He never murdered.
He never murdered.
He got framed for that.
Oh, okay. He got set up. Who did he get set up? Who did he get set up by?
I don't remember.
Wasn't it Wormtail?
Oh, yeah, Wormtail the rat.
Yes.
Wormtail was Ron's pet because
yes.
He can turn into a rat.
So we're going way back to book three here.
Yeah, and Sirius is a three-tailed dog, right?
I think he's just a big black dog.
Black dog.
Yes, he's a animagus.
Uh-huh, animagus.
He can
turn into an animal.
Right.
And also, I can't remember the rest. There's Wormtail,
Prongs?
Prongs.
Padfoot.
Padfoot. Sirius is Padfoot.
Right.
And Prongs, I think, is Harry's father.
Yes, I think so. James Potter.
Prongs can turn into a stag.
Right.
And that's... And he turned into a spell one day to chase off Dementors.
Right, his Patronus, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
The Patronus spell.
Well, why don't we move on? We don't want to give away the ending of book four because it is kind of, it's kind of big.
Way
big. Yes.
I just say you know who is in it.
Well, yes, you know who is in all the books.
Well, you know who almost destroys him.
Okay.
Just like in the first book.
Yes.
But not exactly.
Yes, you know who's not in the last book, of course, because Harry defeats him in book six.
No, book five.
No, he doesn't defeat him in book five either.
Yeah, because he defeated him in book five, you make a joke about Harry and the Bluegrass Singer, stuff like that.
Yes, Harry sitting around and doing nothing for two books.
Harry scratching Ariana's itchy butt.
Yes.
One sentence in each book. That would be pretty boring, huh?
That would be pretty boring.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have to destroy Voldemort.
So we have a party.
You know who in...
We have a pretty good idea that Voldemort is going to survive till book seven.
Survive till book seven.
Yes. We also have a pretty good idea that Harry Potter is going to survive to book seven. Because otherwise book seven wouldn't be called Harry Potter.
Yeah. He would be called Hermione, Ron, Fred, George.
Yes. Harry Potter's friends versus...
versus...
All right.
You
well,
know who.
Why don't we talk about the books that you and I have been reading? So we read, a long time ago, we read Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang!
So what is that book about?
An exploding car?
An exploding car. It is not an exploding
flying,
car. A flying car
that can turn into a submarine, lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff. It's a magical car. So, who's in the book? Who built the car?
Crockpot.
Caractacus Pot.
Caractacus Pot. Crockpot.
Yes, he's an inventor.
I like Crockpot better.
Yes, Crockpot.
That's his name.
Yes, people call him Crackpot.
Crackpot.
Yes.
Crockpot.
Because they think he's a bit of a...
Ooh.
Yes, a bit of a loony.
Loony sign.
Loony sign. She's doing the loony sign around her ear. You can't see it, but
my hair. Ow, ow.
Ow, okay. It's a good visual.
Ooh, you're loony.
So he and his family have big adventures with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
And they get to meet gangsters.
Gangsters. Do we remember the name of the main gangster?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Wait. I know! Don't make that face!
Okay. I was trying to make a scary face. His name is Joe the Monster.
I know there is a monster in it.
Okay.
Monster Fred, that's what I was thinking of.
Ah, Monster Fred. Fred the Monster. Not quite as scary as Joe the Monster. I don't know why that is. Fred is just a friendly name, I guess.
Fred the Monster.
So was Joe the Monster friendly?
No.
He
just acted friendly.
What did he do?
Spoiler alert again.
What did he do?
He did kidnap.
He kidnapped
the brother and sister.
Yes.
And
Jeremy and Jemima.
Jeremy and Jemima. Jemima is my favorite character.
You like Jemima?
Jeremy said, "My hat," when he didn't really have a hat at all.
Well, it's Commander
Pot.
I think Commander Pot said my hat at the end of the book, didn't
he? Yeah, because his hat flew off.
His hat flew off when they flew away.
My hat.
So what else did we read? We read about a girl?
Eight little piggies.
No, we did not read about eight little piggies. Did we read about a navy brat?
Piper Reed, Navy Brat.
That's right. What's that book about?
About a girl.
What happens to the girl?
That has a dad who works for the...
Navy.
Army!
No, he works for the Navy.
Naval Academy.
So what happens?
Her dad goes away. They have to move to, Pepsi Cola, as her little sister says.
Pepsi Cola.
Pensacola.
Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah, Pepsi Cola.
Yes.
Finally said it right, and spoiler alert again, but...
Uh-huh.
So
she has...
There's one. This part, really funny part, that you should skip to that, Piper Reed plays I Spy game, and Piper Reed says, at the end of the guessing game, Mom says a cow, and then Piper said a three-headed cow because we just passed it on the way back.
Ah, yes.
And like... then her little sister starts crying, and her big sister says that not true.
So what is her big sister like?
Mean. Not really friendly, and except when the, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. The Gypsy Club?
Yeah, Gypsy Club. The first starting of the Gypsy Club in Pensacola. Pepsi-Cola. It's easier to say that.
So what did her sister do? What did she promise the Gypsy Club? She was trying to create the Gypsy Club, right?
Oh, yeah. They tried to act like gypsies. Gypsies, fortune tellers.
Oh, she whatever. Said she could be a fortune teller?
Yeah.
Tell their fortune?
Uh-huh. It was really a pink bowling ball.
A pink bowling ball? And who is the gypsy?
Her little sister.
Her little sister.
And, then... That is it.
Was her little sister good at telling fortunes?
No.
So what happened?
Oh, Tori came in. Tori Reed.
Tori's her big sister.
Uh-huh. And I can't remember the name of the little sister.
I don't remember either.
Reedy?
No, it's not Reedy.
Reedy Reed. That would be funny.
Anyway, we'll just say her little sister.
Yeah. Her big sister is Tori. Remember that now.
Yes. So what did Tori do?
Oh, she came in and she didn't need the bowling ball.
Right. She did a very convincing...
Convincing?
Fortune teller impression, right?
What's that?
She was very good at it.
Yep. Very much better than her little sister.
Yes. Well, anyway, let's move on to the next book.
Ow.
So what are we reading now? I believe we're reading The Phantom Tollbooth. Yes. Why is it called The Phantom Tollbooth?
It's about this little boy who has a really boring life, and then he finds that he gets a present, and it's a phantom toll booth, and he goes inside the toll booth, again, spoiler alert, and he goes inside this magical world, and there's this boring city,
The doldrums?
Doldrums.
Yes.
The doldrums. All they do is eat, sleep, and do nothing.
Yep, and then what happens? What does he run into?
Oh, he runs into a watchdog. A real watch.
Why is he a watchdog?
Because he has a watch on his back.
Yeah?
And it sticks there. His alarm rings every... 7 pages.
Every 7 pages? Probably every time he gets upset.
Yeah.
Right?
Ring, 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 ring.
Yes. What's his name?
Talk, even though he goes tick, 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 and then tick, and then he goes talk, 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 talk.
So
tick goes talk, 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 talk.
Who's
talk.
Tick?
Tick? He is the brother.
He's Talk's brother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Even his parents didn't want to make the same mistake with Talk, so he named him Talk, but he goes tick, 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 but they rushed to the room to change his name, but it was too late.
But it was too late, yes.
And...
So now he's a watchdog that goes tick, 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 name Talk.
Yeah. He is supposed to be named tick, tick, tick. He is supposed to go tick, tick, tick and name Talk, but instead he had named Talk and then tick, 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 tick.
So where did he and Talk go after that?
Oh. Dimension World? No.
To Dictionopolis.
Dictionopolis!
And what do they do in Dictionopolis?
They buy numbers, eat them, and start a riot, and they're supposed to go to jail for,
Numbers? I don't think Dictionopolis likes numbers at all.
Oh, yeah, words! Letters!
He yes.
eats... letters and he feeds a few letters. He meets the spelling bee and the humbug.
Yes.
Who really isn't right at all, except when he accidentally is right.
Of course. Like any true humbug.
Yeah. I am? I am!
Careful.
Oops.
So, where are they off to now? Where do we get to? More spoilers, by the way.
Yeah. The number world.
Yes, but why are they doing that?
They want to get,
Well, tell us who they are. You don't have to remember their names.
The two princesses that two kings banished.
That's Rhyme and Reason.
Rhyme and Reason.
Yes.
They want to go get Rhyme and Reason again because the king complained about the city not being very fair.
Yes.
I think.
So he wanted to bring back Rhyme and Reason to the kingdoms.
Uh-huh. And the humbug made up this big story, which was probably right, but accidentally. Again.
Of course. Okay. So that's where we are in the Phantom Toll Booth.
Lightning Thief, me and my mom are reading. Oh, well. Scientist Mom.
Lightning Thief.
Yes.
You've probably seen it on a movie.
Which movie would that be?
Lightning Thief.
I think it's called Percy Jackson.
Percy Jackson and Lightning Thief.
Yes. So was Percy Jackson the Lightning Thief?
No.
Well, don't give away who it is. Unless we want to give another spoiler alert.
Wee, wee, wee.
Okay, that's a spoiler alert. Who is the Lightning Thief?
I know his name starts with an L, but I can't know if I'm right.
I don't know who it is. No, don't go look it up. We'll stay here.
I wasn't gonna.
Okay.
What, I was scuffling my feet or something?
You look like you're heading out the door. She's ready to go, folks. She's done. She's done with this show. We're going to wrap it up. So you liking The Lightning Thief?
Yes!
Okay. What's your favorite part?
When they find out who Grover really is.
Ah.
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
It's a secret.
No secrets from you.
Well, he's a half-blood, but I'm not going to tell you what he's half is.
I'm just going to give everybody a little hint. There are gods involved. Okay, sheep god.
No. No, it's not. Don't say it either.
Okay.
And eats trash.
Oh, okay. Has a beard.
He doesn't have a beard yet.
Okay, but he might have one.
He doesn't have horns either.
Okay.
No horns, people. And I hope you understand who it is, but we only gave you...
Does he play the pan flute?
No. Definitely not, folks. Don't believe him.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about, kiddo? I'm sorry, Princess Scientist. Well, I think we are done here. So
goodbye, folks.
Goodbye, folks. Catch you next time. If you'd like to hear more of the Princess Scientist, you can go to princess-scientist.com. There you can find the Princess Scientist interview on Skepticality and more great shows from the Princess Scientist. If you'd like to send the Princess Scientist email, you can do that by sending a message to princess.scientist@gmail.com. She loves to get email.